You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. As we kick off the third act here on this gorgeous Wednesday night in the state of Wisconsin. What's a relative thing? Gorgeousness. If you missed the first 2 hours, folks, they are available in podcast form at civicmedia.us. We talked to Marv Wall in the first hour at the outstanding Mulva Cultural Center here in Green Bay. He does great work over there. And in the second hour, we also talked to our current guest, Jim Healy. We will be back with Jim in just a moment. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite coach? Coach Carter dropped. It was the anniversary of the Coach Carter dropping. So that got me thinking. I don't think we've ever done a question about coaches. We do sports questions from time to time, but who is your favorite coach? Be part of the fun. Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream at Facebook, YouTube, or X, drop us a stream comment, and I will read it on the radio. Love when you guys participate. Coming up in this hour, Patty Vasquez will be here at 7:20. Patty's a very talented comedian and radio host, and she is performing in Wisconsin, and I will tell you where. While she is here, Patty's great fun. We are from the same hood in Chicago, so I'm excited to have Patty, the city girl, on the show. That's coming up. But right now, we have a few more minutes with our pal Jim Healy, who joins us every so often to talk movies, and he sees more of them in any given year than some people see in a lifetime. Jim, what was your count for 2025? How many movies did you end up watching?
Well, movies that were new to me was actually a pretty low number. It was around 450, I think.
It's a low number. I love it.
I mean, you know, I had some years that were way past that recently. Wow. But I was really committed to getting to some of these Blu-rays that have been sitting on my shelf and catching up with them and getting the shrink wrap off. So I was seeing a lot of I saw a lot of movies this year, but, you know, watching them with the family and, introducing them to things like, you know, I had never watched my Blu-ray of Bonnie and Clyde. We put that on about a month ago and things like that. So I spent a lot of time, a lot of rewatches, as the kids say these days.
Yeah. Jim, what is Blu-ray? How does that compare to, like, because most people, I think, even if you have 4K, if your TV's not 4K, it doesn't really matter as much. But, like, where does Blu-ray fall into in terms of quality of or cinematic quality?
Well, in the simplest terms, you know, DVD came first, and that's, you know, standard definition. So that's, you know, the basic look of what TVs were, the tube TVs, you know, or even the flat screen TVs before we had HD TV, before we had high definition TV, which is I guess the standard is, you know, it's not 2K, it's not 4K, it's 1080p. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's Blu-ray for you. But now they have 4K Blu-ray that, you know, boosts the image even further. And you can, if you have a 4K TV and a 4K Blu-ray player, you can look at things that way. And it's an amazing one. I watched Red Dawn on 4K Blu-ray last weekend.
Oh, wow.
Introduce that one to my family. Wolverines, man.
Does that hold up? I don't remember that. I mean, I remember it. I saw it, but I don't know how I would view it as an adult. I don't.
I'll say this. It's a silly movie in many ways. When I was 15, I thought it was silly, and I probably liked it less than I do now. As a war movie, you know, as it's pretty good. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's another movie. You get the feeling that like they just lopped a half hour out of it to keep it moving, and it moves really nicely. It's very fast moving. You know, the invasion takes place as soon as the movie opens, and it's, you know, yeah. And then they're in the mountains, and they're, you know, they're fighting the Ruskies and the Cubans. And but there are things in the movie, like, you know, I think it's Charlie Sheen shows up to witness the execution of his father, and a bunch of people, and you wonder, like, why is he there? Oh, why is he, you know, and, you know, you never really know. Right. And then that leads to a whole thing, and it's like, you know, it's got Rambo style ambushes, and you go, well, how did they have time to do that? And did they know those guys were going to be in that exact spot so they can pop up out of the ground? And, you know, it's like, it's silly, but, you know, and then, you know, you think about, you know, the worries about, invasion, and, you know, that I guess were on people's mind at the time, but I you know, I don't know. you know, I don't know if they really were, because it wasn't that big of a hit. Right. But it's,
right. I remember thinking, like, the first time I saw it, I thought I had all the answers to life, and I was young and thought so I would love to watch it again because it's a great premise. Jim, let's jump into some more current films, though. Like, what do you have an odds based on what you've seen? And I assume, even though we don't know what's being nominated yet for the Oscars, you've probably seen them all. But what do you have a front runner for what you think, or the Jim Healy Best Picture of the Year?
Well, you know, usually I don't like to speculate, or I'm not up, but it really seems to me what I'm gleaning from what's out there is that one battle after another seems to be headed towards it. You know, is there anything else that seems to be, you know, like, oh, that could be, you know, more people like that, or, you know, it doesn't, like, it seems like it's just hitting that right balance of the Oscar voters, the public liked it enough, you know,
right.
And it's winning all the critics awards and on the tops of the list. I was thinking, I really liked Marty Supreme too. I liked it probably just as much as One Battle. And I was thinking, like, that might give it a run for its money if it had, like, gone a bit further at the box office. Like, it's doing fine. Like, yeah. I think just as well as One Battle. But, like, if it had been the type of thing where, you know, people were really responding to it. But I think they both have that, filmmakers who are interested in actual human beings and all their flaws, and,
right.
Which makes for great comedy a lot of the time. But I think it's not the kind of, like, you know, obvious virtuous heroes that, you know, that I think some audiences would, you know, respond stronger to.
Yeah,
lay out their money for.
The only other one I haven't seen Marty Supreme yet. There's a few films I still have to see, but, like, I just thought Sinners, like, I really liked the film. I thought it had all the elements, like music, acting, script, costume design, set design. It just is such a great move, all encompassing. All those elements are there. But I don't know. It is vampires, and I've heard people say, you know, they probably wouldn't go that route. But I got no problem with One Battle.
You might have something there with Sinners. That might be its biggest, One Battle's biggest competition. And it should be interesting to see, because they're both from the same studio. So should be interesting to see, you know, how much money they put into the campaigns, and if it's going to be equal. And
Warner Brothers, and they have another film too. I was just reading about this the other day. I thought they had another film,
Oscar contender.
Yeah. You said earlier in our text exchange, you noticed the parallel between Avatar and One Battle After Another.
Oh yeah. So I went to see Avatar. I saw it in the theater, and I enjoyed it. I liked it more than the last one. I had a good time. I appreciated the immersive experience. Saw the 3D IMAX. And then I listened to a podcast afterwards with Guillermo del Toro interviewing James Cameron. And Guillermo del Toro identified a sequence of the film as a reenactment of the sacrifice of Abraham. And if you've seen this new Avatar film, you'll know the scene where a parent or a surrogate parent deliberates over killing their child.
Yeah.
And then I watched One Battle After Another the other day, and I realized it's got the same thing with not to be a spoiler, but it's got the same thing with another character who
yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
And I just wondered, is there something in the air at the moment? Certainly both movies are about about generational conflicts and one generation handing down something to another, and I suppose that's the ultimate darkest moment,
right,
that you can do. It it's interesting how differently both films handle it. I mean, because One Battle After Another is basically a satire, it's basically a comedy, it's handled with a bit of buffoonery, but Avatar, it's just deadly serious moment. Both very suspenseful.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that, because I was talking with my son Joe, who and we were talking about, he noticed something in One Battle, the bathrobe and the ponytail. He thought that it was it kind of reminded him of Jedi's from Star Wars, and we may have talked about this last time, but also the Big Lebowski with the bathrobe.
Definitely.
And the ponytail. Like, he thought maybe they were crossing, or it was like some sort of tribute to Star Wars and the Coen brothers or something. So it's fun to pinpoint stuff like that. We just have about a minute or so left, Jim. Do you have what did you think of Train Dreams? I really liked it.
I liked it too. It surprised me. I'll say this. I thought the aspect ratio was weird. It was like a box in a box. I don't know if you noticed it.
Oh, no.
On your TV, but it's like with the folded corners and the I didn't understand, why doing that when TVs are set for 16:9, 16:9. But it was nice. It's very kind of sad film. A lot of people have compared it to Terrence Malick. I thought it had its own kind of quiet poetry. I really liked the performances and the kind of certainly the kind of episodic nature of it, where the episodes, there aren't like really significant things that happen in this guy's life.
Right.
But, I mean, they're significant to him, to his life, but they're very surprising and kind of odd. And there's not one, you can't really predict where it's going from one scene to the next, which is, always a thing you hope for in movies.
Right. And it's one of those films, like, you just keep waiting for something huge to happen, but it's like life. It's just sort of, it was a great character piece. Hey, we didn't even scratch the surface, but I loved having you here anyway. It was fun. The tangent we got off on was fun as well. So, thank you so much.
Always happy to come on and almost scratch the surface with you.
We'll do that. We'll do some scratching next time, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Okay, we'll get a little deeper.
Talk to you soon. Okay, buddy. That's Jim Healy. Check out UW Cinematheque and keep your eyes peeled for the Wisconsin Film Festival. Such a great time, folks, there in Madison. We are coming right back with Patty Vasquez. It's Peach Waba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. We are jamming through the third act here, folks, on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba, and it is so great to have you with me tonight here as we broadcast statewide here in Wisconsin on the radio and parts beyond on the app and stream. So however you are joining us, welcome. And we've got, I just want to clear something up. Dom, I did find out what Conrad has, what he is suffering from. It is not gigantism. It is not alien hand syndrome. Okay. He has evil twinism.
Oh, no.
He is out battling this person who is in, you know, and that makes sense because he didn't seem like himself the last couple of nights working the board. So I hope he figures this out and will be back to us tomorrow night.
Oh man, you know,
it's good to know you're in the bullpen there in Madison.
So. I'll talk to him and make sure he keeps his head up. So
please do.
Yeah.
All right. Now it is my pleasure, folks, to welcome one of my old stand-up pals. She is a very talented stand-up comedian and has her own radio show in Chicago. And she's done all kinds of, she's had a phenomenal career. We'll talk all about it. And you can see her in Wisconsin very soon. She joins us now over the stream, Miss Patty Vasquez. Welcome to Nightlight, Patty.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. And it's great to see you. I know that I'm a little glitchy, but people listening don't know. By the way, we're in the Civic Media family. We love having Dan Schaefer on. And I know that you and I tried connecting a while ago. We'd love to have you on our show as well.
Yes. Well, anytime. And Dan and I have talked about The Wire on this show before. He's a great guy. And I love the recombobulation area.
Yes.
Dan is top notch. And the glitching is no problem. You're only glitching on video. On a day-to-day basis, I glitch in real life, Patty, and that's a problem. So
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
I know the feeling.
Hey, before we get into this too heavy, do you have a favorite coach? Our question of the night is, who is your favorite coach?
Oh, wow. I mean,
think about
from
it,
my childhood? I mean.
Or fictional TV movie coach, coach?
Well, then Friday Night Lights. I love Coach on Friday Night Lights is my favorite. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. We've got some votes for Friday Night Lights tonight, too.
Yeah, so Kyle Chandler is, for many reasons, one of my favorites. Not the Billy Bob Thornton version in the movie, the series.
Yeah, I think in terms of, I don't mean to make assumptions, but I think from a, if I was a female, I would probably go with Kyle Chandler as well over Billy Bob Thornton. So, and I don't even know if that's what you meant, but I'm putting myself out there. I'm in touch with my feminine side and I would pick Kyle Chandler. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate that. Now having been asked, I have to, since I have not listened to the other folks' answers, what is your answer? Now I'm curious.
Well, I said, I grew up, I'm a Chicago sports fan. I cheer for the Chicago pro teams, the Wisconsin college teams. I've spent time in both states. I went Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich, because I like that he speaks his mind. And I went Vince Lombardi because even though I'm a Bear fan, Vince Lombardi's a great coach.
Sure. I can see that. I'm loving Ben Johnson. And I'm not saying just because he ripped his shirt off in the locker room, but that was that was delightful too. See?
Yeah, he's not missing any workouts. He's doing okay.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, you and I are also, Patty, from the same hood, more or less.
Really?
Jeff Park, Portage
Park.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were from the northwest side of Chicago.
I am. I grew up in Portage Park, Six Corners area, too. And till I was 12, moved to Wisconsin, went back there, as you know, to start doing stand-up comedy. Lived there for another 12 years before I went to L.A., but a great, great area, great place to be from.
Yeah, there's and there's a lot of great new shops. I know when you were a kid, it was very vibrant. I mean, remember the Sears, that whole area was bustling, and it had a little bit of a downturn, but now it's coming back strong. There's a great theater there, wonderful restaurants. Yeah, love it.
That's fantastic. All right, so also you did stand up for me. I booked this local fundraiser here in Marinette, where I currently live, where I'm doing the show from tonight, because Conrad has a gigantism. But we have a show once a year that I put together, and I love when I get to bring friends of mine into town to do stand-up, whether they're from Chicago or Milwaukee. This year, they're both from Appleton, Rob Brackenridge and Mike Merrifield.
Nice.
Did you have a good time when you were here? It was so good to hang with you.
It was great. And you know what's funny? What I'll always remember about that, not only how much fun it was, the audience, like just really wonderful folks, great to hang out with afterwards. Also, the last weekend, I decided that weekend I would not be taking road gigs in the deepest parts of the winter. because there was a snowstorm. I don't know if you remember when I was driving up, there was a snowstorm
yeah.
that night. And because it was a Friday night, and the next night I had to be in Indiana. And on my way back from your gig, there were jackknife semis, there were minivans and ditches. And I was like, you know what? This has to be it. This has to be one of my last middle of the winter gigs.
Listen, the first year that the comics don't make it due to weather is going to be the last year we do this, because I do 5 minutes to open the show and I'm terrified because I don't do stand up really anymore. So me having to do like an hour and a half is the most terrifying thing ever. Patty Vasquez is here, folks. We've got already a texter or someone on the stream saying Patty Vasquez is basically my hero. I am in Chicago, but a Brewers fan and my favorite coach right now, and maybe all time, is Pat Murphy. That guy is unique. And then we've got another person on the stream here, Dash, just a bunch of clapping emojis. So that's kind of exciting, Patty. You've got fans.
There you go. Oh, well, you know, I love Wisconsin. I spent a lot of time there. I was I went to Girl Scout camp for 6 years in East Troy at Camp Juniper Knoll. We actually have a little fan club called Fibs for Wisconsin. just saying. I love the area. I spent a lot of time in Racine, Kenosha, Elkhorn. I have a lot of friends in Southern Wisconsin in particular.
Outstanding. Well, we've got Patty here for a few more minutes. We're going to break for news. We're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you where you can see Patty live in just a few days. And she is an outstanding stand-up comic and good at many other things, too. We'll talk about all of it after the news. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Great to have you here, folks. Our question of the night, one last time, is who is your favorite coach? We just got a text from Steady Eddie who says, Pete, favorite coach, head coach of the Screaming Eagles, Hayden Fox from the TV show Coach, played by Craig T. Nelson. The T stands for tonsillectomy. His father was a surgeon. I did not know that. Nor did I watch the show, and I like Craig T. Nelson, too. I don't know why I never watched it. Maybe that's what Conrad has, Dom. Tonsillitis.
He's up to six things now.
He's got all these things.
It's every single issue ever. Yeah.
I know. All right. We'll get caught up on some more text to get to. But first, we have to get back to our guest. The tremendous Patty Vasquez is here. Oh. She is a Chicago-based stand-up comic and radio host and just an all-around swell person. Patty, it's great to have you here tonight.
It's wonderful to be here. I like swell. There's, you know, words we don't use enough, like swell and whimsy. I've been using the word whimsy a lot more.
I had a guest name earlier named Marv. I love that old school name. And then he used the phrase youngsters, which I haven't heard in whatever. So maybe there's something going on here tonight.
Maybe. By the way, someone just told me they love my name, Patty, because they love vintage names, Pete.
Whoa, because it's not Nikki or Haley or something like that, maybe?
No, it's fine. It's
a classic.
Yeah. I mean, like, when we were at, like, Eleanor, like, that's a vintage name, which is also
funny. Oh, yeah.
No?
That's a great one, too. Your son, you post about a lot on social media, has a great name, too. A great Irish name.
Oh, Declan, yeah. It's so perfect for an older son named Griffin. And so when you name your first kid with something that unique, you can't be like, and Joe, which would be fine too, but.
I have a Joe who has a cousin, Griffin. They're all great names, but I agree with you. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
So you've got a date coming up here. You were just talking about how much you love Wisconsin earlier. You've got a date at Memories Ballroom right around the corner. Tell us about that gig.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Memories Ballroom. By the way, best buffet. You know what? Really, honestly, come for the buffet, stay for the comedy. That's really how it's going. The fried chicken. I'm already drooling a little bit. They've got a great menu. And if you haven't been there before, they do these great theater productions, and then they allow us to come and play and have great comedy shows. It's one of my favorite places to perform in Wisconsin. or anywhere.
That's excellent. Yeah, we have, I have to get down there. I've heard the venue is outstanding, and I've actually heard that before about the buffet too. Let me ask you this, a two-parter. Have you worked there before, and have you worked Wisconsin much? And if so, how are crowds different, if at all?
Oh, you know, I think that, and that's probably part of my love, not just, you know, having spent so much time there as a kid, but also like everywhere from Appleton to Iron Mountain. Is Iron Mountain, that's in Wisconsin, right? Or is that UP?
It's the UP, but we could overlook that. Yeah.
Well, I know. Well, here, La Crosse, all over Wisconsin. And I have to say, I remember one time in the 90s when I started, I told the MC to not mention I was from Chicago, because if he did, the audience would boo right away. And I was sitting there with the owner, and what did he do? He said I was from Chicago. The audience booed. And I go, you're gonna have to make this right. So I let him stay on stage without walking up. The audiences, I don't know what it is. You know, like Milwaukee was, oh, the Comedy Cafe was always hot. The Skyline in Appleton's always hot. I mean, people are just eager. And I don't know if it's like the per capita of bars in Wisconsin. I understand. You guys aren't allowed to compete in drinking contests. I don't know if that's part of it. And, you know, do you remember Rich Brown? I remember driving around Appleton with him, trying to find a convenience store that would sell us booze after 9. I think that's Wisconsin, where you can't buy liquor after 9.
That's right, because we let the Tavern League write our laws, and they want people to go to bars. And Rich Brown, if there's a guy that can find booze after 9 o'clock, it is my good pal Rich Brown. So I'm with you there.
Yeah, it was wonderful. But yeah, I've always, I would say of all the places, even more than Chicago, the Wisconsin audiences are my favorite. I don't know what it is. They're just, like, I've done, like, you know, widow weekends for deer hunting season. I've done tons of bachelorette parties there, and everyone's just ready to have fun in Wisconsin. And that's what it is. Everyone's ready to have fun.
It is. It's a fun state. And, you know, I call it, you know, there's nowhere else I'd rather be in the summer, certainly, and not so sure about the winter. But you're right. The Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee, I remember that was one of the first. Dan Whitney, Larry the Cable Guy, introduced me to that club, got me in there, and I could not believe how great the crowds were.
Yeah.
It was my favorite room to work, and I was sad to see it go. It moved, and now it's not there anymore. But that was my introduction to Wisconsin crowds, or comedy crowds, at least.
Yeah.
So, all right. So this is great. So where do you get your material? You're a very political person. You make great commentary on politics and your views. Do you bring that to the stage ever? I know you've brought stuff with your family to the stage. Where do you get your material?
All of it's observational. I mean, I started out wanting to be, actually, Will Durst was my inspiration.
Oh,
getting the comedy. Yeah. Because he was able to break down really complicated things like foreign policy into humor. And it turned out I did not have that skill set. And it was all of, you know, my stories about growing up and, you know, all autobiographical. My mom's from Mexico. My dad was her cab driver. My dad was Irish. And her first day in the country, she was going to catch a bus, but she decided to catch a cab. And she got in his cab. They started dating. Yeah. They got married a year later. And her green card was expiring. This is probably an important part of the story. Her green card was expiring. And I'm pretty sure it was like, marry me or this goes. But that they were married for the rest of my father's life. You know, they were in love with each other, just never at the same time. So you get a lot of humor from that upbringing. So yeah, that's really when I started telling those stories and like jobs that I had, that's the way I started. Because before I started doing stand-up comedy, but I was only 23. I had already had 40 different jobs, but by the time I was 23 years old.
Whoa.
Everything from delivering newspapers to when I was 14, I would go in after they closed and I had to spray everything down with alcohol. I worked at Pizza Hut, Subway, Marshall Fields, at Water Tower. I worked at the Gap, the Limited, all kinds of restaurants and bars. Yeah. I mean, like I hated working. I used to leave in the middle of the day and not show up again. And I'm afraid to go into some restaurants because I'm not sure if I still work there. So that was really, those stories, like, you know, and you have that many experiences, you have all in your, like, bouncing around your head. You got to put it somewhere, and I can't afford therapy. So I put it out there for folks.
The audience is your therapist.
Yes.
Okay, so I saw this clip of you earlier. I'd like to play that. Dom, let's get this clip ready. It's about a minute long. This is Patty telling a story about how she dealt with a heckler. And here's my issue. A lot of comedians, I guess you know a clip that we're going to play, but a lot of comedians post pictures of themselves. And then, like, in the word, it'll say, like, the description is, comic totally owns Heckler. And then I'm watching it and I'm going, where's the owning part? This is just like, it's so lame. I can't even believe it's like, that's the, and typically people post their best stuff, but this is, and Patty, I've seen firsthand, is great with hecklers, but this is a story she tells on another podcast about how she dealt with a heckler. It's gold. Here it is.
If one person thinks that they're more important than not just the comedian on stage, but also everyone in the audience.
We created this monster with social media because people are seeing the crowd work and they think they're helping.
I would not say we, because I don't.
Not you.
It predates social media. Well, my favorite moment of dealing with somebody who was heckling, I was in Atlantic City. They used to hire 3 headliners, so we would all do 30 minutes. And I was on stage and these guys were heckling me and they were loud. I mean, it's New Jersey. They don't have an inside voice.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to get the room on my side. The 10 minutes in, I could kind of feel it. I'm like, I think I got the crowd. I'm going to address this. So I walked into the middle of the room and I walked over to the table to the loudest guy. And I go, hey, it sounds like you're not having a good time over here. You know, that's why we have 3 comics. There's going to be somebody right after me. And he goes, go back on stage, little girl. I was still trying to feel the energy of the crowd to see if I had this right. And I go, look, could you just be quiet for the rest of my set? Like, I wasn't swearing or anything. I was just like, could you just until I'm done? How about if I buy you a drink? And he goes, yeah, that sounds good. And I go, hey, bartender, can I get a vinegar and water for the douchebag over here? And the room like exploded because I was so nice. That's the most beautiful moment in comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I know what I'm going to do in this moment.
Yeah,
that is so great. How long ago was that, Patty? Did we lose Patty?
We might have lost. We might have lost Patty. Oh no, she couldn't.
Maybe she probably didn't like the clip we chose. Maybe I'm gonna when we get her back, I'm gonna blame you.
Oh god. There you go. Okay. All right.
Patty Vasquez is my guest. We will get Patty back on the phone or the stream, and we will continue to talk to Patty. In the meantime, I will catch up on some texts because we are running a little bit behind on those. Our question of the night was, "Who is your favorite coach?" So Joe in the 715 says Ben Johnson, Phil Jackson, and Joe Madden. Chicago, I think we call him Chicago Joe. Joe says, Bo Ryan, too. Bo Ryan was a great coach. How about Dick Bennett, too? While we're on Wisconsin sports, and Tony Bennett, his son. Talk about a coaching dynasty. I loved when Dick Bennett moved to UW and took the Badgers to the Final Four. That was such a great, great team. And then Tony Bennett. Here's a great thing about Tony Bennett. I probably would put Tony Bennett even over Dick Bennett because Tony Bennett, as much as I wanted him to come here to Wisconsin and coach, he coached Virginia. I think he was the first coach, and they were the first team to lose to a 16th seed. And I remember having this visceral reaction and feeling so bad for Tony Bennett, the Bennett family, because I thought they were just great. And it was kind of an embarrassment. Then what does he do? I believe it was the next year, comes back and wins his first NCAA title ever. And I don't think Dick Bennett won that either. So that was so great. Love the Bo Ryan quote or choice, Joe. And also, I got to give a shout out to Dick and Tony Bennett as well. Are we having any luck, Dom, getting Patty back?
Still no luck. Give me
okay. Still no luck. John from Madison in the 608, our pal John Murray says, good evening, Pete. Well, he said, good evening, Pets and Dom. I think he meant Pete, unless he's talking to all the dogs and cats out there. But John says, good evening, Pete and Dom. Loving tonight's show. Best coach ever in my lifetime is Mike Curry. Took the smallest 1A school in the state of Illinois, Algonquin, maybe? Shortening? Central Catholic High School in 1982 to the state championship in football. He turned boys into men, and at the same time, it was like a second father to many of us, helping us make sense of it all. He repeated 3 years later, and my younger brother played as a senior. Magic. And I guess Phil Jackson was all right, too. Yeah, that was a great. See, I love those personalized stories. If you have a high school coach or even a grade school coach, your first coach ever, someone who made an impression on you, that's great. Jim from Appleton in the 920 says, my favorite coach. Well, there's two. Of course, the legend, Vince Lombardi and Don Shula. Two pretty doggone impressive coaches as well. And Don Shula took his team, the Miami Dolphins, I want to say it was the 72 or 73 Dolphins, undefeated. The only NFL team to go undefeated and win a Super Bowl. The 85 Bears were 18-1, won the Super Bowl. The Patriots, maybe in 2009, were 18-1, but did not win the Super Bowl. They were undefeated going into the game and lost, and I believe it was Eli Manning that beat them. We were talking about Eli Manning being a big-game quarterback, unlike his brother. So there you go. Two great choices. Thank you, Jim from Appleton, as always. All right. We got Patty back?
We do. Yes. Over.
Oh, fantastic. Patty, we missed you.
So weird. Sorry.
See, that's what happens when you play audio from about a story in Atlantic City. Someone, you know, not for nothing, but someone took care of that.
Don't rip on Jersey. You were talking about your mom, and I remember you doing jokes about her in Marinette a few years ago, and you literally had the crowd rolling. Is that still in your act? Are you going to?
Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you, we got to do a very short break, and we'll have a couple more minutes with Patty before we let her go after the break. But we'll talk about Memories Ballroom. We'll get another plug for that in. And I want you to talk about your mom and the jokes you do about her. Because if you're doing that in Memories Ballroom this weekend, folks, you do not want to miss this. It's just great stuff. She's a fantastic stand-up comic. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We are coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Tomorrow night on Nightlight, Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge joins us. Always fun to have Logan on the show. Influencer Christina Laurie makes the popcorn pick of the week, and Jared Schutz from Wisconsin Dive Bars. I am way too excited to talk to Jared about what he does. Also an influencer when it comes to dive bars. So we'll do all that tomorrow night, and I don't know if Conrad will be back or not, but John from Madison says, thanks a bunch for... thanks a bunch for sharing my thoughts, Peter. Much appreciated. And my better half, Melba, just love your show so damn much. Thank you, John. It was great to meet you guys at the Godfather of Green Bay screening last month. Lots of fun. John also says, please tell Conrad to suck it up and get back out on that field and get well soon. I knew John was going to end it on a positive note. Hey, we've got a couple more minutes with our current guest, Patty Vasquez, a very funny comedian from Chicago. She is also a very talented radio host. Patty, tell us one more time, Memories Ballroom, it's this weekend, correct?
Yes, I'll be there on Saturday night, the best buffet that you possibly imagine, and then, you know, come for the food, stay for the comedy, is all I'm saying. It'll be a great night.
Regardless of why you're there, just enjoy the comedy. Enjoy the fried chicken. It's great stuff.
Oh my God, the fried chicken's so good.
So... I was going to ask you, what tell us about your radio show. You're on the air, too, if people want to give a listen.
Sure. I'm on WCPT 820 AM in Chicago, and we live stream on our Facebook channel as well as YouTube. And I have fun talking. Look, we talk about a wide range of things. Well, it might be current events. I also love featuring, like you do, you know, artists and performers, musicians, comedians, theater groups. You know, folks that are and local business owners, because I think that that's where we need to, like, you know, connect with each other. Your memories are made at your neighborhood. Like your guest coming up tomorrow, the dive bars, my favorite places to hang out. I realized tonight I was sitting at a bar. I'm like, this is where I'm happiest, sitting at the bar at some neighborhood joint, you know?
It's so funny, too, because I remember I was a doorman at a bar in Rush Street when I was like 20. I wasn't even old enough to get in. And I remember going to places like that, or, you know, you work on the road and there's a big dance bar. Those are all great.
Yes.
But I am so with you. Give me a dive bar where you can just strike up a conversation, or there's a great jukebox and I am all set.
Throwing a pool table and dartboard. Bam.
Yeah.
Done. Love it.
There you go. all right. So where can people see you after? Like, if they're listening from Chicago tonight, where can they see you? You have any other upcoming dates?
I'm going to be at Dino's Pizzeria, actually. I know that's a pizza joint in the neighborhood, actually. Dino's on Harlem and Higgins. And we've got a great Dwayne Kennedy, Hal Sparks, Joe Kilgallen, and Sully Santos. We've got a great night of comedy on January 31st.
Wow. That's it's a great lineup. That's fantastic.
thank you.
And then last thing, I always ask guests this, Patty. Are you binge watching anything you could recommend? What are you watching?
Oh my God. You know, I'm watching a couple things and they're so wildly different. I'm actually enjoying Landman with Billy Bob Thornton and Demi Moore.
That's been enjoyable. And then I'm watching this silly series, this kind of fun show, Elsbeth. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Columbo. She's got this kind of quirky detective kind of thing. Yeah, I love that show.
That's fantastic. Go ahead.
No. I've watched all of the seasons. I just caught up. Like, we watched them like in a couple weeks just because it's fun and light and easy to consume. That's all.
Have you ever acted?
I've done some small roles. I had a recurring role. Like whenever they need a mean nurse on Chicago Fire, and this is something I realized the last time I was on set. Yeah, I'm often the nurse that throws people out of the room. Last time when baby Otis was born, if folks remember that episode, I had to clear the room because the firefighters were being too loud. I threw a dad out of an exam room because he was yelling at his daughter. Yeah, so anytime you see a mean nurse, it's me, because they said all the other ones are very nurturing, and so they bring me back for that.
Stand-up comedy, radio, and part of the One Chicago family on NBC. You cannot beat that. Patty Vasquez. Knock him dead at Memories Ballroom, my friend.
Thank you. Please don't be a stranger. No,
anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get it done. I know, I've been busy, but I appreciate you having me on. I'm so grateful.
Absolutely. Say hi to Dwayne for me.
I will. Count on it.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it. All right. Patty Vasquez, folks, check her out at Memories Ballroom this weekend in Port Washington. Such a great venue. Dom, have you ever been to a comedy club?
I have not. In all my 22 years of living, I have not been to a single one, and I feel like kind of a loser. But
no, there's not. That's, you're being too hard on yourself. Okay. But I will say, if you want to check one out, you are sitting above one of the best ones in the whole country. Honest to God, and people say that like, it was not around when I did stand-up. I worked, there was a club down the street called Funny Business. That's no longer there. But Comedy on State is like, you talk to any comic and it's like one of the best clubs in the country, if not the best.
Yeah, I hear, all the time, since I am right above them, I can hear them below me, like directly below me. And you know, I hear people laughing and it sounds like a really good time. I know our parking garage gets absolutely filled up with people going to that comedy club. So trust me, I know.
Or if there's something at the Overture Center, you're totally boned as well.
Oh yeah, it's done for.
Dash on the stream says a thumbs up to the bumper music Dash likes. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Dash. And then another thumbs up. Appreciate you listening, pal. Hey, I want to thank all my guests tonight. Marv Wall from the Mall of the Cultural Center. Always fun to talk to anyone from that great institution. Marv was a lot of fun. Thank you, Marv. Thank you, Jim Healy. It was great talking movies with Jim. And Patty Vasquez talking a little comedy. Check her out at Memories Ballroom this weekend. Thank you for all your calls and text. Cindy, I'm sorry we missed your call earlier, but I know you'll call back soon. So we will be back again tomorrow night, folks, to do this all over again. Will Conrad be back or won't he? Dom, what do you say?
I think he will. I'll think he'll suck. What is it? What does he have again? I don't quite.
Alien hand syndrome.
There it is. Okay. All right. Yeah. Hopefully he gets over that.
He's going to have to use his toes on the board, but I'm sure he'll wipe it down so I don't catch alien hand syndrome tomorrow night.
I know.
We will be back tomorrow night on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad and the man filling in out of the bullpen, Dom Lee. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow night. This is Pete Schwab. Good night, Wisconsin. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.